The white-winged weekend warrior is actually shoe salesman Benton Harbor. However, this secret identity is known only to the police commissioner of Midland City, the commissioner's secretary, the feathered fighter's mother, his mother's good friend Emma Lechner, and Emma Lechner's beautiful and only daughter Sadie, and nobody else so far.
You there, with the mask and feathers. What are you doing with my automobile?
Well, you see...
Are you giving me a ticket?
Your parking meter time has expired.
Goodness
and...
gracious. Is that you, Benton Harbor?
Hmm? Oh, hello there, Grandma.
Who is it, Edna?
It's our grandson, Benton Harbor. Say hello to your grandpa, Benton.
Hello, Grandpa.
Why ain't he in school?
Why aren't you in school, Benton?
Did he quit school?
Did you quit school, Benton?
What'd he say?
Don't you have a job, Benton?
Ask him why he don't have a job.
Yes, I do have a job, Grandma and Grandpa. You see, I am Midland City's crushing answer to lawlessness and or evil.
What'd he say?
He says he crushes evil now, Grandpa.
Well, tell him he's starting to look like a chicken.
Grandpa says you're starting to look like a chicken, Benton.
Well, you see, that's because I am Chicken Man.
How's that?
What'd he say?
Something about chickens.
Yeah. Tell him he's starting to look like one.
Grandpa says you're starting to look like one.
Yes. I am the white-winged warrior, of course.
What'd he say?
He says he's a white-winged
warrior. How come I can hear you and I can't hear him?
Grandpa wants to know.
Oh, shut up, Edna. I can hear. What's that red ticket you got in your hand, boy?
It's a parking meter ticket for your car, Grandpa.
What'd he say?
Grandpa wants to know.
Never mind. Let's get out of here.
Well, goodbye, Benton.
Goodbye, Grandma, Grandpa. Here's your ticket.
Oh, stuff it down your throat.
What's that, Grandpa?
Give her the gas, Edna.
Tony, Mildred's boy looks just like a chicken.
Yes, Grandpa.
Never saw such an ugly kid in all my life.
Well, will the winged warrior pursue his grandmother and grandfather for refusing a parking meter ticket? And if he should, just how tough are they, really?